Hi, my name is Teresa Kervik. I am 16 years old. Today, this date is the November 26th. I'm speaking with my father, Kevin Kervik, and we are recording in East Long Meadow, Massachusetts. So what was your childhood like?
My childhood life was wonderful. I had two loving parents, two great brothers, lived in a nice little house in 16 acres section of Springfield, Massachusetts.
What did you do as a child then?
Mostly, I played a lot of sports. We played out in the yard a lot. We had a nice pool in the backyard, hung out with my friends.
How was your relationship with your brothers?
I had a great relationship with my brothers. They were twins, 2 years younger than I. They were great kids, enjoyed my time with them.
Has their relationship stayed the same over years?
Yes, it has. I'm very close to my brothers to this day.
No. Do you have any regrets in life?
No, I don't believe in regrets. I always look forward. There are some things I would have liked to have done differently. But overall, I'm very happy with the outcome of my life.
What things would you have done differently?
Good question. I might have been a little more disciplined in my teenage years. And a little more focused. And I would have had a different career choice out of college. But other than that, I'm pretty satisfied.
So you mentioned your teenage years. How was your teenage years like?
Pretty wild. They were pretty wild and crazy. I had a good time. Played a lot of sports. Made a lot of good friends.
What sports did you play?
I played baseball and hockey.
You went to college for hockey, right?
Stop that.
So where did you play? Where did you play in high school then?
I went to Cathedral High School, the class of 1982.
How was Cathedral?
It was an awesome school. I loved it. It was a big school when I was there. I had 620 something kids in my graduating class.
Was such a big class. Did you think that shaped you in any way, form? And why?
Yes and no. It was a good class. It was a great community. Good kids. For the most part, everybody got along. But it was very competitive. You had to work hard for everything.
And with school, did you have like any teachers that you looked up to?
Yes, I did. When I was at Cathedral, there was a lot of nuns and priests there. And I had Sister Mary James was a great history teacher. I had Mrs. LaPlante, who was a great history teacher. Mr. Giardino, who was my honors chemistry class, he was pretty cool. Overall, I had a great educational experience at Cathedral.
And so you played hockey and baseball?
I played hockey at Cathedral.
Why not baseball?
I was pretty much focused on hockey. I played baseball outside of Cathedral for club teams.
But why not play at high school if you're playing for a club team then?
I didn't want to play at the time. I was focused on my studies. I'll stop recording you, Jack.
So, since you were so focused on your studies and hockey, did you win any awards while you were there?
Yes, I did. I was 3-time All-Western Mass, and I won the Bazone Trophy as the most valuable player.
What is the Bazone Trophy for people who don't know?
It's a trophy given annually to the best Division I local high school hockey player.
How many times was he given to again? Won it once?
I won it once.
How was the high school season then?
My senior year, we won the Western Mass Championship.
Other years you didn't?
We won the Barry Division, which was the Division One division. We won that twice and Western Mass Championship once.
What? Did you make it to states?
They did. That was the year Proposition 2.5 came in and they canceled the state tournament.
What?
Yeah. But we played teams from across the state and prep school teams and we were very successful.
Mm-hmm. And with that, did you play college?
Yes, I did. I played at St. Anselm College. I was class of 1986.
How's your record there?
We had a great record in college. We were very successful.
While you were there, did you learn anything different?
Yes, I had an incredible education. School offered me a lot. It was a small liberal arts college with small classrooms, which was good for me. It kept me focused, and I got a lot of one-on-one with professors, which helped me get good grades.
And you said before that one of the things you would like to go back and change, kind of, not as that format, you're going out of college to pick a career. What would you change?
Well, I was a criminal justice major in college, and when I got out of college, I went and became a site supervisor for a landscape construction company, and I didn't pursue a career in criminal justice till years later. I should have done that right away, right when I got out of school. And I wish I stayed in and got my master's degree.
What did you pursue later on?
I was in landscape construction.
No.
Years later, I went and had very successful police academy and corrections academy tests. Then I had a health issue with my back and couldn't follow that career path. It was too late.
What happened with your back then?
I had an incident at work where I was pushed off a ladder and I fell about 15 feet onto my head and back, which resulted in 13 back surgeries.
Anything else? So what happened that day? So you fell, then where?
That day I went, I was covering for a guy doing some tree work. One of my coworkers made a terrible mistake and kicked the ladder that I was on out from underneath my feet, and I went straight down.
When you fell, do you remember anything after that?
I do. I remember getting up, my head was bleeding, I went back to work, and then my brother, who was working summers part-time for me while he was in college, came over, found me in shock, and took me to the hospital. And I ended up 23 staples in my head, and then resulting surgeries.
So, after that day, did anything positive happen?
Well, that's how I met my wife, Karen, because after that injury, a few months later, I went to the chiropractor where your mother was working, and that day they sent me for surgery, and then after surgery, I went back for therapy and started talking with your mother, and that's when we started dating. That was 24 years ago.
When you first met your mother, did you...
Your mother.
My mother, sorry. When you first met my mother, did you know she was the one?
Love at first sight. No doubt about it. Hit me like a lightning bolt.
How did you pursue her?
Basically, I stalked her. No, just kidding. I kept going every day for therapy and for treatment. And then it took me a couple weeks to build up the courage to ask her out. And then we just started dating kind of casually, took it slow, and the rest is history.
What was your first date like?
Our first date was kind of comical because it started off where her and I were going out to dinner, and it ended up being all of my friends going and us going out to dinner together, Joe's Pizza in Northampton. And I accidentally called her the wrong name, which was very embarrassing. And then we went out, but we had an awesome time.
When did you propose to her?
I actually proposed to her 6 years later.
What were the 6 years, the best years of your life?
Oh, the past 24 years with her has been the best years of my life.
So when did you propose to her?
I proposed to her one night when we went. I asked her to go for a walk. I knew it was time. I knew I had to do something. I wanted to do it earlier, but we couldn't because of all the surgeries I was having. So it was hard to commit to her when I had no end game. Then I just mustered up the courage and took her for a walk and said, "Will you marry me?" And she wouldn't answer me until I got on my knee. Then once I got on my knee and asked her, she said yes. Made me the happiest guy in the world.
Yeah. So what was the wedding like?
The wedding was a blast. Very romantic. Sacred Heart Church in Springfield downtown. It was big. We had about 200 people. Reception was at Elmcrest Country Club in East Long Meadow. And it was quite the shindig. And then we went to Cape Cod for the week for our honeymoon.
Was it open bar?
It certainly was. And it was completely taken advantage of. They'll never give us another open bar again.
Where'd you stay in Cape Cod for your honeymoon?
We stayed at a lovely bed and breakfast right on the ocean called By the Sea in Dennisport, Mass.
So about 9 months later, I say?
Yep.
I popped out, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
What was the day of?
Well, you came late. They were going to induce your mother that we had to go in because they were going to induce her if you didn't come. And then mom started going to labor about 10, 11 o'clock the night before on the 30th of January 2001. And then at 11:58 a.m., out come Teresa.
Did you know it was going to be a girl or a boy?
We did not. We waited to find out.
Why?
We didn't want to know. We were just waiting to see what God gave us. Either way, we'd be happy.
The day of, did you have a feeling whether I was going to be a girl or a boy?
Actually, right before the nurse and the people came in, we knew you were on the way. I had a funny feeling and I ran out and bought off the cart a pink stuffed animal because I knew it was a girl. I just knew it was a girl.
I forgot to mention this before. During the pregnancy, were there any complications?
Yes, mom had gestational diabetes.
Anything else? No.
And then when you were, they noticed they had to turn your umbilical cord was kind of wrapped around your neck, so they had to adjust mom so there wouldn't be a problem. Mm-hmm. After that, it was flawless. Mom did all the work. I didn't do a thing. Except for standing there with a broken hand after you came out because she squeezed it so hard.
So like me...
And she blamed me for all the pain.
So, what was I like as a child?
You were an easy kid. You were very... You were pretty much always happy, bubbly. You were a little mischievous. You got into things around the house.
Couldn't like take it.
Well, you used to like to dump out cereal and paint things with butter if you turned your back for like 1 second. And you were a climber. But you were a good kid. You were very sweet.
Since you both were very athletic as kids.
Both of us played sports in college, yes.
Was it a must-have for me to be an athletic kid?
Well, not because we had already played, so we didn't need to live vicariously through you, but we encouraged you in the sports to keep you active and healthy.
Um, Would you have been disappointed if I didn't play sports? If later on in life I decided not to play sports?
No, we would have never been disappointed. All we ever want for you is the best and make sure you're happy. We would have had to find another way to keep you active to stay healthy. We also encouraged your studies and we encouraged other activities to keep you well balanced.
So as a kid, did I look like a promising athlete?
Yeah, we knew right away that you were very athletic as a kid. You're very active. You had a lot of energy. We really were never concerned about you know how great you were going to be. We just wanted you to have fun.
So did I do well though?
Yes, you've always done well. You've always worked hard. And you've always been a good teammate.
So we talked about my childhood. How about so far as a teenager, how have I been? Be honest, please.
You've been a piece of cake. You've been very easy. You have a great nature about you. You're very caring. You put other people first. You're conservative. And, you know, you're not much of a risk taker, so we haven't had many concerns yet. Like I always tell you, we'll trust you till we can't trust you.
Where do you see me in the future, though?
I see great things on the horizon for you. I see you finishing up your high school studies. I think you're going off to college. I think you'll do well there, and sky's the limit. You can do whatever you want. How about a question without
What is your happiest memory of me?
My happiest memory of you. Well, you gave me the greatest moment in my entire life was the second I saw you after being born and held you. No time other than ever in my life will that moment be replaced. And just, I guess every time just being around you lightens my life up, makes me happy.
I love you too.
Okay.
Read between the lines next time, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not pausing that. What else? What was I going to say? What is your, backtracking, what is your most favorite memory as a child? Or as time goes?
Well, all my memories were growing up were, you know, there was disappointment. There was like every kid, there's ups and downs. My best memories were with my buddies in my backyard. You know, playing wiffle ball, touch football, street hockey. It was just, you know, there was no care in the world. You know, that was back in the 70s. Life was carefree. It was very, not as complicated as it is today. I didn't grow up with much. I didn't come from, my family had no money at all. But my parents worked hard and gave me what they could and gave me a clean house with a roof over my head and, you know, taught me reliance, you know, and to take care of myself. And it was great.
So what do you do now?
Right now, I am a hockey coach.
For
the Springfield Rifles organization. I'm director of hockey operations. I have kids from 8 to 18.
Do you love what you do?
It's my dream job. It's awesome. It's very satisfying, very rewarding.
As being a hockey coach, have you learned from your players?
Oh, I absolutely learned from my players. I became a better coach after you were born because it is easier to see. I saw things through a different lens from as opposed to being a non-parent to being a parent. I became more understanding. more patient.
And with that, if many generations beyond us, my grandkids, would you have anything to say to them? Any advice?
Yes, I would have to tell them to work hard, be kind, put other people in front of you when necessary, take out I and me and add us and you.
Us and we.
Us and we, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that's what you meant.
All right.
I think that's...
And take care of their grandmother.
I don't know about that. Maybe read between the lines.
Okay.
Well, it's been great, Dad.
Love you too, T.
Love you too. So just read between those lines.
I will, buddy.
Thank you.
Have a good night.